This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Organizers trying to unionize an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, filed a complaint with the labor board earlier this week. They are challenging Amazon's right to require employees to attend anti-union presentations at work. These mandatory meetings are known as captive audience meetings, and they are legal, but there are efforts to change that. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
These meetings are usually held at workplaces during work hours where employers make their case.
Basically, you know, the management perspective of what a union is.
Chelsea Cruey is a shift supervisor at a Starbucks in Cleveland, which, along with other Starbucks stores across the country, is petitioning to unionize. Last Wednesday, management shut down her store a couple hours early to hold a meeting. Cruey says managers talked up Starbucks benefits and tried to cast doubt on what paying union dues would achieve.
The biggest thing they've been pushing is we won't be a family anymore. You know, there will be somebody in between us, and we don't want our relationship to change.
This meeting was just with local managers, but at other stores, the company has brought in executives, including founder Howard Schultz. Often, employers hire anti-union consultants to run the meetings, says Kate Bronfenbrenner, a labor relations professor at Cornell.
It's a very uncomfortable, intimidating setting. Workers feel if they were to ask questions or challenge the employer, they could lose their jobs.
But employment attorney Krista Mitzel says companies use these meetings to better understand the concerns of workers.
They can then have the opportunity to really get to know what's going on with the workforce, why they're feeling this way, what needs are or are not being met.
Labor activists have argued unions should also be offered that chance and given access to workplaces, says Benjamin Sachs at Harvard Law School.
It would also be a big deal symbolically. It would symbolize that the union was not so much an outsider.
And Sachs says officials are increasingly receptive to that argument. President Joe Biden campaigned on a pro-labor platform that included banning captive audience meetings, and the prosecutor he appointed to the labor board has signaled she'll be pursuing challenges like the one filed by Amazon union organizers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.